This talk is from GreatCatholicHomilies.com. The homilist is Father Elvio Baldion of the Archdiocese of Chicago.
What great story! And I think the best answer to this passage from the Gospel is silence. When we watch, or when we are witness, or something terrible happened to somebody, we kind are in shock. We can't believe what really happened to this good man or this good woman. One more time, after more than 2,000 years, again we hear this story of Jesus Christ. Every year is another chance for us to come into deep understanding of this great mystery. In Jesus Christ, all our sins, all our faults are taken away. If we don't really understand, if we don't get it, that He died for us, we won't be able to be thankful, to say, "Thank you, Jesus, you saved my life." That is why every year the Church invites us to go into deep understanding of this mystery. We don't have the experience that Jesus saved our life. We won't be able to be a true disciples. Many people may say how horrible it was watching from outside. How mean were those people who were probably witness of the great thing that Jesus Christ had done for them. And only a few people trust and follow Jesus. Only a few people open their hearts and mind to be changed by Jesus Christ. We have the opportunity again to be changed by Jesus Christ. When we listen this story, we need to see that sometimes we act moved by envy. We act moved by jealousy. We act thinking that we know everything and our way is the only way to do things. And sometimes we judge people. We condemn them. It's hard for us to forgive because we forgot that we were forgiven by God. I guess the best answer to this gospel is silence. It's to meditate it, to contemplate that Jesus Christ did everything for me, for you, and be thankful for that. May God help us to follow Jesus Christ and to learn from Him. He came to save us. He came to free us from fall, liar, for our own pride, our own understanding, thinking that we know better than Jesus Christ, than we know better the way who can lead us to true happiness and salvation. Let's be silent and quiet and contemplate our Savior dying for us. May God give us the grace to really understand what Jesus Christ had done for us. And let's be open. Let's be open and let the Holy Spirit change our lives.
Hear more talks like these at GreatCatholicHomilies.com.